With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve has kept its key short-term interest rate unchanged for a second straight time, but left the door open to future rate hikes. The Fed will keep its benchmark rate at about 5.4%. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says President Biden received $40,000 in laundered China money from the bank account of his brother James Biden and his sister-in-law Sarah Biden in the form of a personal check.
Comer detailed his findings in a video posted on X Wednesday morning, saying James paid Joe the $40,000 as a, quote, loan repayment in September 2017 after receiving funds from first son Hunter Biden linked to the Chinese government-associated energy company CEFC. In a memo unveiled Wednesday, the GOP-led House Oversight Panel said the $40,000 went through a complicated financial transaction just weeks after Hunter threatened his father's wrath in a July 30, 2017 text message to a CEFC employee. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, Donald Trump Jr. expected to testify today in the civil fraud trial that threatens the family enterprises. Julie Walker has more.
Donald Trump Jr.'s testimony will kick off a blockbuster string of Trump family members appearing on the witness stand. Eric Trump is expected to follow Thursday, and on Monday, former President Donald Trump. Then 2 days later, Ivanka Trump is scheduled to testify. The state is expected to rest their case after that. Then Trump's lawyers can call their own witnesses. The New York State Attorney General's lawsuit alleges Trump, his eldest sons, and other company executives inflated his wealth on financial statements to secure loans and make deals. Julie Walker, New York.
This is SRN News. Franklin Graham packing his bags again.
The popular evangelist is off to Rome for a two-day weekend gospel festival. Nearly 400 evangelical churches have come together to lay the groundwork for the event, which will be the first of its kind in the Eternal City. Graham says, quote, "Rome is filled with centuries of history, culture, and religion. But I'm not coming to talk about these things. I'm coming to share how we can all have a personal relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court giving abortion advocates a chance to revive their bid to block a new Arizona pro-life law. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sent the case back to a lower court to consider a request for an injunction. The law makes it a felony punishable by up to 2 years behind bars for doctors to perform abortions if they know patients are seeking the procedure only because the unborn baby might have Down syndrome. This is SRN News. On the battlefront, Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed attacks on Israel, drawing their main sponsor, Iran, closer to the conflict between Hamas and Israel. Norman Hall with that report.
Houthi rebels claim to have launched missile and drone attacks targeting Israel. The Houthis had been suspected of an attack earlier this month targeting Israel by sending missiles and drones over the crucial shipping lane of the Red Sea, an assault that saw the U.S. Navy shoot down the projectiles. Israel said its own fighter jets and its new Arrow missile defense system shot down two salvos of incoming fire. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder repeated the administration's warning to potential adversaries.
Our message to any country or group thinking about trying to take advantage of this situation to widen the conflict is don't.
The Pentagon has moved additional military assets to the region as a deterrent. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.